I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles defensive back Eric Rowe, and it has been a crazy busy couple of days for you since the Eagles made you a second-round draft pick. Eric, describe what it's been like here in the last, you know, 8-9 days.
I mean, from a fan standpoint, it's been crazy. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen fans like this before. I mean, they're hitting me up on Twitter, Instagram, saying welcome to Philly. I mean, I got a nice warm welcome. I mean, that's a good thing. But other than that, you know, it's just been a lot to take in.
Yeah, is it overwhelming? Do you have to kind of step back and say, hey, I'm all about football right now?
I mean, yeah, it is overwhelming, but I guess that's just life of being a pro. So just got to learn how to you know, step back and just really focus on football.
Have you found, Eric, that people want to take a lot of your time, whether it's interviews or appearances or sign this, autograph that, speak to this person? Has that kind of been part of the week as well?
Mm-hmm. A lot of radio interviews, news article interviews. I've been getting a lot of calls from that. You know, something I'm not used to a lot more than college, but I mean, I guess, like I said again, that's another thing being a pro, so I got to learn how to handle with that too.
Now we talk about football here, the rookie mini camp underway, and you are playing cornerback for now, getting a first exposure there. What's the message from Coach Unlin? What does he want from his cornerbacks?
You know, to be tough, compete. Doesn't matter what is football or off the field, really just compete throughout the day. And really to have a good knowledge of not just corner, but you know, safety, the nickel, the linebackers know what everybody do, so it makes you play faster.
Have you, in your career, been a in-the-book kind of guy, a playbook, somebody who really devours the playbook like you're going to have to do in the NFL?
I have, but then you know, after a while, you really master the plays. So, I mean, really my junior, senior year of college, I didn't really need the playbook because I mastered the plays because, you know, I've been running that system forever. But, you know, right now I'm all in the playbook.
So even making the transition from safety to cornerback, you didn't have to study a different way or study it because you already knew both positions?
Playbook-wise, yeah, I didn't really have to study.
It was just technique-wise?
Yeah, technique-wise, yeah, I had to study that. But playbook-wise, no, because as a safety, I already knew what the corner should do, you know, just so I know, you know, how the whole defense works, how it gets in sync.
How much are you looking forward to getting into uniform? I mean, I know it's down the line and you're focused on right now, but and actually seeing how you match up against NFL receivers in pads, the physical nature of the game, somebody like Miles Austin who's been around the game for a long time, who knows all the tricks, learning from those kind of players that you're going to have to cover.
I mean, I do look forward to it. I haven't really thought about it much, you know, like I'm trying to get through this weekend.
Right, right.
But, I mean, I do look forward to it going against NFL-type receivers. I mean, I was going against Nelson Aguilar today. I consider him NFL type, so I mean, I got a little taste of that. But just down the line, yeah, I do look forward to it.
Eric, what's it like here in football, the football world, in the NFL, Philadelphia Eagles? What is the tempo like? What's the pace like?
It's up tempo, fast. Everything's like on a move. You know, within the play, I mean, it run to the ball fast. You know, compete. I guess it's something kind of I'm used to because we kind of had that similarity in our practice back in Utah. But, I mean, I think it's a little notch up, though.
Feel good to get back on the field after all the tryouts, all the questions, all the stress of the pre-draft period?
Oh, yeah, you know, all the combine workouts and, you know, kind of unnecessary stuff. It feels good to get back on the field.
Well, cool, man. Good to see you again.
All right.
We've seen a lot of each other in the last week and a half here. Look forward to it, following your journey as you make it on this 53-man roster, make an impact as a rookie. Eric Rowe in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.